It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. Air quality in the valley, at least according to the Environmental Protection Agency, is improving. The agency has approved a long-awaited clean air plan for Maricopa County. That means state and valley leaders no longer face the potential loss of billions of dollars in federal highway construction funds. So what happened and what more is being done? To talk about that, I'm joined by Eric Massey, Air Quality Division Director at the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So it seems like a big deal. How big is it?
This is a very big deal for the Phoenix area. We have been struggling with dust and dust pollution here since the dawn of Phoenix, but under the Modern Clean Air Act since the 1970s. So this is a very big moment for us.
So what made it happen?
So there's a lot of things that can be attributed to it, but the number one piece that made all of this happen is really partnership, and partnership that happened at a state level, a local level, with regulated entities coming to the table to find common solutions to common problems. And we were able to even invite EPA to that table.
We've heard about the stakeholders when it comes to air quality in Arizona, and there are challenges involved in that. So when you finally do get the stakeholders to the table, what are the issues you're discussing, and how much incremental give and take does there have to be?
There needs to be quite a bit of incremental give and take through all issues, right? What we may think might be a best practice across someplace else in the country may not be a feasible solution here for Arizona, either due to costs or things like water availability. One of the best ways of keeping dust down is to water it. Well, water's kind of a precious resource here.
Let's think about overall with air quality. We, obviously living in the Valley, think a lot about the impact of Maricopa County, and the EPA was focused on Maricopa County as well. How much of what goes on with air quality when it relates to challenges or getting better really has to be focused on this area? Are we skipping out? Should we be focusing on Pinal County as well? And what goes on in Pima County, for example?
You know, it's a fantastic question. And so ADEQ's perspective has to look at the entire state. We spend a lot of time talking about Maricopa County because that's where our largest population is. About 80% of our population lives here. It's the greatest exposure. But we do have other air quality challenges. You've named Pinal County. We're currently working on plans to reduce dust in that particular area. Yuma's had previous problems. Other parts of the state have had problems with dust, and it is a regional issue, so it is something we look at.
So let's talk a little bit more. You mentioned water and keeping dust down. What are some of the things that have happened in the last few years? There'd been a concern in Maricopa County that there were fewer air quality inspectors, for example. What do we do in a situation where there have been budget challenges in the state? How do you make improvements when there may not be funds to help make those improvements?
You know, it's a great question. And one of the best ways of getting improvements without having to regulatorily force it is to get your stakeholders involved in the group. So when we talk about partnership, compliance is key. And you know, when you're talking about an inspector, you're talking about an enforcement action, you're usually looking at something that's already occurred that's been negative to the environment. But if you get your stakeholders involved and get them upfront compliance, then you don't have enforcement issues and the inspections aren't as important.
So how big a deal is dust? When we think about air pollution in other places, perhaps it has more to do with factories, for example.
You know, dust is has many sources here. And so you can think about it from just driving on unpaved roads where we're not dealing with a regulated source. The actual desert itself will continue to blow just through monsoon storms. We've seen those giant dust storms come through Phoenix, things that are beyond our control. There are industrial sources. So rock products industry does quite a bit of effort and has some of the most stringent controls in the country. Same thing for home building. In an effort to make sure that the dust from all of these different sectors is accounted for.
You talked about not having control over the dust storms, and that was a dispute for a while, may it still in fact be with EPA in terms of those events that we have control over or not, especially in the case of those enormous haboobs, not just our average monsoon.
You're right. And so one of the points of contention back in 2010 when EPA proposed to disapprove this same kind of plan was this idea that exceptional events or these giant dust storms are something that we should be able to control. And what it came down to is bringing EPA to the table and understanding what their concerns with our technical analyses were and fixing those concerns. And it really helped that we saw some of these national stories pop up July 5th of 2011. I mean, my father was out of the country talking to me about, hey, is the pool okay? And EPA was like, is the world okay? It looks like the apocalypse happened. So some of those kinds of things have really helped bring that to the national attention and understand that there are some natural phenomenon that really cannot be controlled through better controls here in the Phoenix area.
Coming back specifically to Maricopa County and the EPA, what does it mean to eventually reach attainment status with the EPA? That's a fairly technical term, isn't it?
It's a very technical term. So what does that mean for the average person? Well, it means that we've achieved compliance with EPA's health-based based standards, which is really important. The reality of it is that there are some things that we've been able to exempt from having to do additional controls for. And so some of the things that we're trying to do now is not ignore that particular segment. So we had 25 exceptional events over a 3-year period. How do we help people protect those? How do we make sure that we're doing everything that we can to prevent our own contribution to those particular issues? So ADEQ puts out a forecast. Our partners at Maricopa County make sure that that's available through things like their Clean Air Make More application for smartphones, other places, so that we can put information not only to our regulated community to say, is there more that you could be doing to control your dust, but also to the public to say, much like you're preparing for a rainstorm, bring an umbrella, hey, Thursday's going to be a bad air quality day. Maybe you should think about not doing some of the exercises you usually do or change your activities so that you can protect your health.
I know there are people listening to us right now, though, who say, well, that's great that Maricopa County and the EPA are getting along, but I still see dirty air. I'm still worried about the monsoon or when our brown cloud arrives in the winter. So what other improvements are possibly going to take place? What are you still working on?
So here in the Phoenix area, when we talk about attainment, it's actually just the beginning of the story, right? So when you go to the gym, you have an idea that you're going to be working out, or maybe you're going to go train for this marathon. We're now ready for the marathon. We have 20 years or more of time where we're going to have to continue the same level of effort that got us to this, right? So it's not like we can just say, okay, we're done and everybody go back to the way we used to be. We're going to have to maintain our efforts for this long period of time.
Eric, my final question, I saved a big one for last. Obama administration made a big announcement about reducing carbon emissions, and part of that is giving states the option of deciding for themselves how they're going to take this to reduce it by between 20 and 30%. Without getting into the politics of it, what are some of the challenges of that, or what are some ideas Arizona should consider?
Sure. So Arizona's actually got some real significant challenges because without getting into the politics of the issue, EPA did set state-specific goals. And the state-specific goal for Arizona is actually worse than the 20 to 30% that they're looking at a national average. We're looking at almost a 50% reduction in what they call carbon intensity, the amount of carbon that we emit per unit of energy that we're developing and addressing. So we have a very significant challenge there. If you look at our energy resource mix in the today, we are pretty heavily dominated by carbon-intense types of utilities and power generation. So what we're going to be needing to do, and what we as an agency are working towards, is a two-pronged approach. One, we're going to be considering our legal options on these particular issues. But in the same time, we have such a short time period to actually come up with a plan that we want to work together with our stakeholders and